Sairam, my humble salutations at the lotus feet of our Divine Lord, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sairam, dear sisters, brothers, and dear young adults, I would like to first and foremost thank our dear Sai for bringing us here together at this retreat. I also would like to thank all the wonderful Sai helpers who've spent countless hours to bring this retreat to fruition and make it possible for us to be here this morning and uplift ourselves in this spiritual atmosphere. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to all the newcomers. This year we have quite a few people who are coming here for the first time who may be new to Satya Sai Baba or the organization. If there's anything that we can do during this retreat, please let us know. There's also going to be a newcomers orientation this afternoon at 1 p.m. in the large tent across. So please join us there at 1 p.m. this afternoon. I would like to briefly introduce our regional officers. Most of you know who they are, but for the people who are new and may not know them, I just wanted to introduce them. I'm Hari Kanjivaram. I'm the president of Region 5. We have our brother Jeff Lucas, who's the vice president. Sai Divakar. Sai Divakar is our SSE coordinator. He's busy with the children this morning. He's here, Sairam. Ganesh Jayaraman is our service coordinator. You see him everywhere. Our devotional coordinator, Brother Durjati. Our young adult advisor, male, Muralidhar Kaje. Young adult advisor, I should say, is the female advisor. Lakshmi is not here this morning. Young adult coordinator, Rohit Iyer, and Asha Hosangari. Thank you all. The theme for this year's retreat is Omnipresent Sai, Universality Through Thought, Word, and Deed. Sai Baba, Swami, says, God is omnipresent. He's the ever-present. This moment is God. There's only one God. Truth is the same in the past, in the present, and it will remain the same in the future. True spirituality consists in the unity of thought, word, and deed in all their purity and sacredness. We thank Swami for providing us with this wonderful opportunity to come together and practice his teachings of love and unity. And by living his message of universality in our thoughts, words, and actions, we hope to realize that each of us are one and the same, a spark of the divine. We're truly blessed to have two wonderful guest speakers, brothers Jonathan Roof and Faiz Muhammad, who have come here to share with us their experiences with Swami, his omnipresence, and his message of joy, of seeing and experiencing God in all. Our MCs will be introducing them later. We hope you all have the opportunity to meet and converse with our guests and also have an opportunity to meet with each other and have conversations on Swami's teachings on the ideal way to conduct ourselves and lead our lives, along with sharing your own experiences with each other. We pray that this year's retreat, as our previous ones, will once again serve as a spiritual treat for each of us. In the past year, we've been blessed in this region with several activities that have helped us come together in unity and grow spiritually, and I'll mention a few. In SSE, we have seen our children celebrate Mother Ishwarama Day and show and teach us the essence of Swami's message. We have seen our children participate in community outreach as part of their SSE learning. We have seen one SSE teacher's training workshop and another one coming later this month in the Detroit area. Our young adults have been involved with leadership initiatives during this retreat, including taking an active lead in the Go Green initiatives, which you will learn and experience during this retreat. For the young adults, I do want to say that you have our 100% support in whatever task you take. In the service wing, we recently had a regional service retreat that focused on what was being done in our region and what needed to be done in the future. It was a wonderful opportunity to share ideas, successes, and learning points. We have had medical camps serving the communities in several areas, including Columbus and Toledo, and one coming up in Iowa. There's a lot of opportunities for everyone to serve and have the opportunity to be of service in this retreat. We have our health screening and health education camp today, tomorrow, and day after tomorrow. If there are any doctors or anyone involved in hospital care, please come and volunteer. You can also serve by being a blood donor. There's a bone marrow registry drive which is going on. So if you are eligible, please do participate. We have seen community outreach in spreading Swami's message of love and service. A few wonderful examples are the following. The Des Moines Psi Center recently took part in a community reach program in the Asian Festival where they were invited to actually come and share Swami's message, what the organization does. They've actually displayed their work in the dining hall. If you have a minute when you go there, please take advantage of the time. And it's really wonderful to see what they have done. Gives us a great example of what we can do to share Swami's message in our communities. Community impact through our actions and sharing the message, not publicity, but just be, through selfless actions reflecting Swami's message of love all and serve all. Let us have the faith that when our hearts desire to love and serve others with no expectations in return, other than pure joy and spiritual growth, Swami will always be there to guide us. Thank you and Sai Ram. I do want to introduce our MCs for this retreat, Salini and Prashant, who are eager to take the stage and also take us through this journey throughout the entire retreat. Salini and Prashant, thank you.
Our humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Siddhi Sai Baba. Sai Ram, and welcome all to the 2012 Region 5 retreat. As you guys all know, this weekend our theme is omnipresent through omnipresent Sai, universality through thought, word, and deed. There's been a lot of people who put in a lot of hours to make this a wonderful experience for us all. But before we get started, we need to take care of some logistical issues and just some announcements to get out of the way. The first is please practice silence in group setting, especially in the prayer hall. Turn off all cell phones. This may be surprising to some of the people, especially the young adults, but texting does count as cell phone usage, so no cell phone use at all in the prayer hall. The retreat badges have to be displayed at all times. If you have not received your badge, please do so in the registration office on the other side of the camp. If you haven't registered, you need to register there as well, even if you're just a daily attendee, even if you're just here for one day. After the retreat, you don't have to return the badge. You need a meal ticket to obtain meals at the dining hall. If tickets are not already purchased, it can be done so at the registration desk. If you have purchased the tickets, it should be available with the lanyard that you guys have. And if you lose a meal ticket, just go to registration and they can replace those tickets for you.
Dining hall announcements. Please use the north entrance of the dining hall during meal hours. There is one door for the entry and one for the exit, so please note that. Light snacks, fruits, coffee, tea, and juice are available in the dining hall all day for the guests. Please display your badge while entering the dining hall at all times. The time allotted for lunch is an hour and 15 minutes, and dinner is an hour and a half. Dining hall volunteers should be at the dining hall 30 minutes before their session. The volunteers from the assigned region in the schedule are given priority during their particular session. Michigan and the greater Milwaukee area will be serving lunch today, so so please arrive 30 minutes early. Recycling is strongly encouraged. Use the appropriate bins for disposal. If you have any questions as to which bin to use, ask any of the Save Adults wearing the orange scarves. If you need to refrigerate your personal items, please use the refrigerators in the Ruth Lodge for the women or the Lebo Lodge for the men. If you use the dining hall, please make sure you clean up after yourselves. Please put the chairs back in order. SSC children should be picked up and dropped off by the parents in time for meals and in time for the next SSC session. Details are in the SSC guidelines. Lights out is at 10 p.m. sharp. Parents, please make sure your children are not allowed in public areas after 10 p.m. So here's just a reminder as to the dining hall's schedule. Again, lunch is Michigan and the Greater Milwaukee Side Group. So please show up at 11:30. Dinner is Ohio and Iowa, and volunteers should be there at 5:30. SSC announcements. If any families have missed the SSC orientation that was at 7:40 this morning, they can bring their SSC children directly to the SSC hall. Also, please follow the guidelines provided in the SSC program schedule. SSC activities run on Saturday and Sunday only at the designated times. So please make sure your children are with their parents or guardians at all other times. So by our beloved Bhagavan's grace, Brother Raj Prakash Uncle, past regional SSC coordinator, will be holding an SSC teachers training in Detroit on September 15th for a full day and then September 16th until 1 p.m. Please register for the training by September 9th.
For parking and facilities announcements, if you have a vehicle here, please only park the vehicle in the designated parking areas, and only authorized vehicles can drive on the campgrounds. The camp rules prohibit parking in the non-parking areas. With Swami's grace, we've been allotted this wonderful facility for the weekend, so we should make sure to follow the rules and guidelines provided to us. If you need transportation to and from the dining hall for the elderly or those with special needs, just ask for it. It'll be provided upon request. And if you need so, please contact any of the volunteers with the orange scarves. Also, anyone who need a ride from the men's lodge, which is the Lebo Lodge, can contact the registration desk. Use the footwear management facility near the prayer hall. Please exercise patience while checking in and checking out the footwear. Any issues with the facilities, maybe you can bring those issues to attention at the service desk as soon as it's identified. We have the camp director and maintenance people available all weekend to rectify any issues with the facilities. If you notice that any place of stay is dusty or needs to be cleaned, please contact a service volunteer for help, or by all means, do it yourself. Clean it so others may enjoy the cleanliness. CDs and MP3s of all the events today will be available at the Sai bookstore for purchase. It'll be released shortly after the event is over, as soon as we can. The Sai publication is located at the Arts and Crafts Center building if you'd like to purchase any of the CDs for anything today. So Haryanko was talking about this a little earlier, but this weekend we have the health camp and bone marrow registration. For the health camp, it consists of free health screening and health education. And that's located in cabin number 12, which is, if you exit along here, it's right between here and the dining hall on your right side. So to understand the difference, health screening focuses on blood pressure, free blood pressure checks, blood glucose checks, and cholesterol checks, whereas health education teaches preventative health. The timings are during the meal hours. They're listed 6:30 to 7:30 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Noon to 1:30 Saturday and Sunday, and 6 to 7:30 on Saturday and Sunday as well. There will be a national bone marrow registration, again in cabin 12. Those timings are the same as the health camp. Bone marrow registration is very important. There is a severe shortage of the South Asian ethnic group, and bone marrow registration can directly save lives because oftentimes, there's only one candidate for someone who needs a bone marrow transplant. So please, please, please register if you have not already done so. There will also be a blood drive today from 10 to 2. Volunteers can donate blood for a good cause, or you can also donate blood for a Ben & Jerry's ice cream gift card. Both of those are good reasons. There will be a vehicle on site just outside the campgrounds. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please submit a feedback form that can be found online. Even if you're just here for a day, just an hour, however long you're here, please tell us what you liked, what you didn't like, and constructive criticism on what you think could be improved. Your feedback is really important. Only with the feedback, we can make the retreat better for next year. So, Sairam, please do that.
Okay, Sairam, everybody. I see a couple people that are snoozing in the back. So wake up, because we have a couple of great speakers ahead of us. But before we begin, I just want to do a brief introduction of the theme and kind of set the stage for the retreat. So we all know that the theme of this retreat is Omnipresent Sai, Universality Through Thought, Word, and Deed. So here's a question for all of you. When we hear Omnipresent Sai or Swami, what does that mean to you? Anybody can answer. He's in everywhere and in?
Everyone.
And everyone and everything. That's good. So, you know, it's a very clear meaning. We all know what this means. We've been to Sai Center, so it's clear. But when we think about the word universality, it's kind of a fuzzy definition, right? It has a lot. If you look up the definition in the dictionary, they have so many meanings, unlike the word omnipresent. It can mean something general, or it can mean something that's pertinent to everyone. So, but in our case, when we look at the word universality through thought, word, and deed, the word that comes to mind as the definition is unification. So unification through thought, word, and deed. And so in the spiritual context, this can be achieved when Swami is incorporated into what we say, think, and do. So essentially, it's good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. So here I just have written out, it's Sai in our thoughts, Sai in our words, and Sai in our deeds. It's an omnipresent, universal Sai. So within ourselves. So with that, I'm going to introduce our first speaker, Mr. Jonathan Roof. Mr. Jonathan Roof has worked in the banking industry for more than 30 years and is presently a private banking officer and vice president at Mutual of Omaha Bank in Tucson, Arizona. He is a board member of the Southwest Fair Housing Council and is the author of Pathways to God, a three-book series that draws from the teachings of Satya Sai Baba. His first volume has been translated into more than a dozen languages. For the past 15 years, he has served as a member of the Satya Sai Baba Council of the United States of America and is currently the immediate past president of the Central Council for the United States. So with that, Mr. Jonathan Roof, welcome, and thank you for coming to our retreat this year.